Good evening.
Good evening, Elias. How are you?
As always, and yourself?
I'm fine.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And what have you...
Sorry, what am I up to?
Yes.
What I've been engaging. Okay. I've been engaging a lot since we spoke the last time. But before we get to that, can I ask a few questions for people, like just short questions?
You are so choosing.
Okay. My father is asking, has he become an essence of his own? Like, has he, you know, like maybe fragmented into an essence of his own? Or is he still, what's his name? His name was Ulta. Is he still Ulta or another essence?
But that is his own essence.
He just keeps saying that I became my own essence, another one.
But he is his own essence.
Okay, so he's still Ulta then?
Yes.
Okay.
Perhaps he is merely experiencing himself more as essence, and that is the difference.
Ah, he will be happy to hear that. Okay, is he now, he's also asking, am I now more than one essence? That's like the remainder of the question.
No.
Okay. Cool, okay. He wants to know, what is the nature of his connection with the essence of Rose?
That would be a difficult question. But because that there are many connections in this physical dimension and also in others.
So would you say there is an soulmate connection or?
Yes.
There is a soulmate
yes.
connection. Okay, cool. Okay, Fatma, you know, Fatma, my friend, she has a question. She's asking whether she has a relationship with Einstein and Albert Camus. What are these, like, what is the kind of relationship they have together?
Like, I would express observing essence both.
Ah, okay. She's also asking, do I resonate with Egypt at all? Like, does she resonate with Egypt or not?
Somewhat. I would express that it is not a situation in which she does not resonate with it at all. I would also express that there may be other physical locations that she would resonate with more, but does somewhat resonate with Egypt.
How about me? Do I resonate with Egypt or not as much? Not that much.
I would express not as much, but also, once again, not that you do not resonate with it at all. It is not that you are repelled, but that you resonate with other areas more.
Yeah. Okay, how about Turkey? How much do I resonate with Turkey?
What do you feel?
What do I feel? Honestly,
yes.
I don't feel I resonate with this country very much.
And what is your impression as to what you resonate with more?
I think I would resonate with more with countries like Spain or Italy.
Italy, definitely.
Really? Definitely. Italy more than Spain? Yes. Great.
I would express certain areas of Spain. It would be a limited expression, for there are less areas in that you would resonate with than you would with.
So I would resonate with areas in it, like in Italy, more than with Spain.
Yeah.
Yeah. I noticed I did ask Fatma to ask you, like, I feel generally in Turkey, like, especially this year and last year when I came on a vacation, that I feel disoriented in this country somehow. And I wonder if it's because of me not resonating very much with it, or it's just me. It's just me, like, being disoriented.
What I would say to you in that is that it is partially a matter of not resonating as well or as strongly, but partially it is connected in actuality with other folks, that you have other have experiences in that country or in that area of the world that are not necessarily what you would perceive as comfortable.
Ah, that was my impression too. I had a feeling that I must have had focuses that were not comfortable here, that were somehow under some kind of slave labor, disempowered and being under oppressed.
Yes. I would very much agree.
Yeah, I... For
in
sure.
That, you are offering yourself information in your impressions.
Yeah, yeah, because somehow it relates to my current experiences, and I will tell you about it in a little bit.
Very well.
Okay, first I'm just going to ask also like other quick questions. Melissa, my flatmate, I wonder what is my connection with her, because it seems we have a very strong connection somehow.
And your impression?
I don't know. We could be counterparts. We could be soulmates. We could have like similarities in energy. I'm not sure. We could have...
I would express that is correct with all of them.
Really?
Yes.
So we are soulmates. We have similarities in energy. Did we fragment from common essences? Like
No.
Yes?
No.
Oh, no. Okay. Okay. Is her orientation soft or common?
And your impression?
It's hard to say sometimes. She could be this or that. I mean.
Soft.
Ah, she's soft as well. Oh, interesting. Is she dispersed?
No.
Okay. Is she evolved?
Aligned? Yes.
That's clear. But she's belonging to Mari. She's like the opposite of my essence stats.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Because I'm belonging, hold, aligning to Mari. Interesting. Okay. What about Serjan, my Bosnian boss? Is he soft?
Yes.
Ah, interesting. What about Scylla, my friend from work? Is she intermediate?
Yes.
Interesting, because she's very outgoing and it seems that she's intermediate. Ah, okay. Like outgoing, intermediate type, you know, they can be outgoing, like very extroverted.
Very much so.
Yeah, yeah. Just like a quick question. I feel that Shahab from New York, you know, the intellectual guy, sometimes he shows off his intellect, but he does it in a clever way. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, but he does it in a clever, not to be too obvious. Like he's like constantly, oh, I'm reading this and doing this. It just feels like that.
I would agree.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Today, Peter, I applied to another position in my organization, and I saw Peter, who is the boss of this other departments, speaking to my boss, Serjan, like privately. And then I thought, oh, they are talking about me. Maybe he told him that I applied to the post, the opening there. And then after that, like a couple of hours later or something, he told me, Peter told me, we are ready for an interview. When you're free, you can come maybe on Friday or something. And I had a feeling that he told him. Did he tell him?
Yes.
Oh, and what was Sir John's reaction?
Not much of a reaction.
But was he like neutral or just like encouraging or not?
I would express more in the direction of neutral.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's good anyway. All right. Let me go to... why I noticed that many of the refugees that I interview, many of them, they look familiar to me. And I've interviewed so many refugees. This is my new job. And they seem very familiar, especially the Iraqis, more than the Syrians. Why is that?
I would say to you that you have shared experiences with many of them. You have shared focuses with many of them.
Do they feel comforted after our interview or just the same?
No, I would express that are comforting to them. And I would express to you also that in this direction are presenting yourself with an interesting and somewhat unique opportunity. For all express many focuses with individuals that you may not necessarily objectively encounter in any one particular focus. And in this, you are allowing yourself to objectively meet any individuals that you have shared experience with.
That's really interesting. Why do I seem, okay, that's a different subject. Why do I seem to attract, like, why am I not attracting to me in Turkey any men? When I went to Antalya last summer, a lot of men were, like, attracted to me. But here in Istanbul, I'm not attracting to me any men. Like in the 11th.
And I would express that this is a very simple answer. That you are not attracted or men to you at this time, for you are not entirely comfortable with where you are. Therefore, it is a simple matter of not attracting individuals to you that you may potentially develop a relationship with in regard to you are not necessarily entirely comfortable with your physical environment, and therefore it is likely that you will not remain in that area for an extended time framework.
That makes sense. I was wondering about that.
Therefore, in that, you are avoiding generating that possibility of engaging individuals that you might be inclined to a relationship with or develop a relationship with when you likely will not be remaining in that area.
But for example, Elias, when I went to Cyprus for a short, like a few days, when I went to Antalya, I wasn't intending to remain there, but I attracted to me a lot of guys. So is it...
But that is different.
Mm.
That is fun.
Mm.
That is not necessarily attracting male individuals in regard to a potential relationship. That is fun. And merely presenting situations to yourself in which you can play and you think you're fun with other individuals and you can experience with them, but not necessarily develop a relationship with them. Where you live, you expect a different type of energy. That where you live, project an energy that is more in the direction of, if you are attracting male individuals, you are more inclined to attract individuals that you would perhaps develop a relationship with.
But why? Why don't I project an energy to attract like guys to have fun with? I don't mind that.
I'm understanding, but in this, what I would express to you is that you can change that and begin attracting individuals merely to engage fun with and not necessarily engage a relationship with. These types of expressions of energy are not expressions that individuals generally think about. Automatically project certain types of energies in relation to certain environments. For you generate different associations. When you are in an area in which you are expressing holiday or you are merely visiting, you are projecting an energy that is lighter and less serious. And in that, you are expressing in a direction of incorporating fun and not being concerned. And when you are in an environment that you identify or you associate with being home, your energy changes automatically.
Okay, yeah.
In relation to that association.
Yeah.
And if you are not comfortable with what you are expressing in relation to home, then it is likely that you also would be expressing an energy that is not necessarily automatically connected very strongly with many individuals around you, not only men.
Not projecting a connecting energy with people around me?
More so than you would if you were in some area on holiday.
So is it that I currently have a disconnected energy or disconnecting energy?
Not necessarily express that strongly that your energy is disconnected. No, not necessarily, but more so that it is not necessarily as open to attracting other individuals that you would be generating significant connections with. You offer yourself a limited expression. Will allow yourself to connect with a limited amount of individuals.
Yeah.
But more so, you are focused upon what you are doing rather than generating significant connections with other individuals in developing friendships or relationships. And let me express to you, the reason I would say to you that you are not necessarily projecting an energy of disconnecting, different from not necessarily being open to connect relationships. That is different. For you are connecting individuals that you are encountering with your work. Therefore, it is not that you are being disconnected.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, you said that not that I'm being disconnected. Okay. Because it kind of broke up in the middle. So why am I drawing to Miss Scylla, for example?
What I would express is that, as I have, it is not are not connecting with anyone, that you are doing it in a limited capacity. In this, I would express that there are some individuals that you would connect with and you allow yourself an openness with, for do not want to be alone entirely.
Yeah.
Want to incorporate some friendships and therefore allow yourself to be more comfortable in the environment that you are in, but not investing yourself entirely.
Okay, I want to ask, the other job that I applied for in the organization with Peter, I wonder if I get it, would it be better and less stressful than the job that I'm holding now? Would it be more comfortable, easier? Not necessarily that it will not incorporate any challenges, but would it be less challenging and less uncomfortable than the position that I'm holding now?
To an extent.
I
would express to you not tremendously, but yes, to an extent. What I would express to you is you are accustomed to allowing yourself to be spontaneous and allowing yourself to move in whatever direction you choose. And you are accustomed to not necessarily being regimented. And therefore, what I would express to you in this is that, yes, the other position may be somewhat more comfortable, but there is a structure and there is a factor of certain guidelines that are implemented in that position also. It may be less rigid, but not necessarily a matter of the job itself being more comfortable direction, that it is more in keeping with what you are accustomed expressing. You are not accustomed to the rigidness of structure.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is my problem with my current job. I do like interacting with refugees and also writing their stories and things like that, but my current position is extremely rigid, and the management is, the control is very tight, and I feel tremendous pressure that I have never felt before in my entire life. I'm like, whoa, this is too much. It feels like I'm carrying the world all over my shoulder. And the stress doesn't come to me from the refugees, even though there is this idea, oh, your job is so stressful because you deal with refugees who have, you know, who have been through disasters. Yes, of course, but I don't get affected by that. I'm overwhelmed, of course, it's overwhelming, but it doesn't kill me. What kills me is the structure of the job itself and all the rules I have to follow and all the details that I have to be conscious of. And it feels like working alone without an interpreter, because being a native speaker is like torture.
Yes, I am understanding. And as I expressed, maybe less so in the other position, but there will be some structure. And there will be rules and details. It will express differently. Therefore, it may be somewhat less stressful to you or pressuring to you. But I would express that in any position in this present establishment or organization, there will be some factor of that.
It's the problem with the management then. They pressure people very much, I guess.
I would agree, but I would also express that they themselves feel pressured. And that is a situation that is predicated by the rules. That there are many guidelines or rules, so to speak, that are expected to be followed, and procedures. And that is what generates that factor of pressure.
Do you think that the management of my department, are they thinking of like getting rid of me or something like that? Apart from, you know, going to Peter and Peter telling them, like, have they been thinking lately of that or not?
Oh, no.
No, they haven't been thinking of that.
No, not to this point.
Are they dissatisfied with me, or is it just that they constantly criticize me because they like to criticize anyway?
I would express that the latter is more accurate.
They are dissatisfied with me.
No, that they are accustomed to expressing the rules and expressing control and expressing instruction. And that is what they're doing.
Yeah. I don't know why the vault in me isn't doing anything. Like, I feel like I can't rebel. Like, Like,
but I would express that perhaps that aspect of you is not rebelling, for it would likely be pointless.
Yeah, pointless, right? Because nothing will change, and then I will get myself fired or something.
I would express that you are expressing that quality of yourself by investigating other avenues.
Yeah, which I am.
Other rebelling in this one avenue, are seeking out other avenues in which you can continue to engage what you want to, but in an environment that may be less pressuring of yourself and less uncomfortable.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. You know, Elias, we spoke the last time we spoke, it was a year ago, and then after that, maybe a month after that or something, I just decided to go to Turkey. So, you know, everything seemed easy to, like, this decision. It was hard in the beginning, and I was so persistent to go there, and then I went there, and there was no plan, and then there was two interviews, and when I went there, I got one of the jobs, and then, you know, I didn't like the first job. I found the second job right away, and I was jumping from one job to the other. Like, when I wanted another job, I found the other job. Like, yeah, it was hard, it was challenging, because I didn't have enough money, and I was concerned, oh, how am I going to continue, because I wanted to leave Egypt. But everything seemed to work magically somehow. Like, things were hard, but, like, you know, when I wanted to make a change, it happened, and it seemed kind of magical. And then also getting this job, also, like, you know, things appeared at the right time. When I wanted another job, I got this job, and it was also an accomplishment for me, regardless of anything. So what was that? Like, it was interesting.
What I would express is this is a matter of perception, determination.
Perception and determination.
Yes, but you can age any subject, my friend, and dependent upon how you perceive that subject, it will allow you to move smoothly, or it will present obstacles. In this, you expressed a determination. You want to press in directions on your own, and you were determined to engage that. And yes, it may have being difficult at times, but your determination was a considerable factor in continuing to move yourself forward and to allow you to accomplish. In addition to that, your perception of the situation, of moving, of being on your own, so to speak, of allowing yourself to be entirely directing of yourself, and in that, not incorporating ties, so to speak, with other individuals, mostly your family. Not that you were dependent upon them previously, but it was comfortable. And in that, I would also express that regardless of the situation, your perception of the situation was that you were not entirely expressing yourself by yourself or directing yourself by yourself. Yes, you generated a strong determination to do that, and in addition to that, your perception of moving was an adventure.
Mm.
Not that it was a requirement, not that you had to do this,
mm.
but that it was a new direction. It was an adventure. You were excited. You wanted to do it.
Mm.
And therefore, that generates a very different type of energy, which allows you to create in the direction that you are more smoothly. And it very much is a matter of how you are being a particular situation or action or decision. For you could incorporate the identical same subject
hmm.
and it from a very different angle, hmm. and your experience would be very different.
Hmm.
Perhaps not allow you to accomplish what you want to accomplish. This is a very important factor. For most individuals, express a misconception in the idea that if they are choosing the right path,
mm.
or if they are engaging the right choices, that everything they do will move smoothly.
Mm.
And that if what they are doing is effortless and moving smoothly, then that is a validation that they are in the right direction. And if actions or what they are doing are difficult or have obstacles, then the individual expresses that they are not necessarily engaging in the right direction. This is not the right direction for them, or it is the wrong direction. Mm. That is not necessarily correct.
Mm.
That is not necessarily true.
Mm.
Or is very much a matter of perception. Now, the factor of this expression or this evaluation of whether one is engaging the right direction or the right choice or not,
mm.
and whether it is easy and therefore that determines whether it is the right choice or not, there is partially a factor
mm.
that for if it is a direction that you genuinely not want to engage, it is likely that you will generate a perception that will create obstacles.
Hmm.
But there are many times, when individuals limit themselves considerably by thinking in this manner, that if I am expressing right or correct, that I will show myself that for everything I do will be easy.
Yeah.
And if I am moving in a direction that is not right for me, that is wrong for me, then I will show myself that for it will be difficult and it will not be easy. That is not necessarily correct, and it is very limiting, for there are directions that you may engage that you may be perceiving as difficult.
Mm.
But that may not be because they are a wrong direction. As I have expressed in a example, a simple example, but engage the subject of engaging a trip. And in that could be expressing to yourself that this trip is the wrong choice for you, and you will validate that by creating obstacles such as your travel fees would be very expensive, or it would be very difficult to find lodging, or you would incorporate difficulties in other directions. But in actuality, stating that, for you may be uncertain, and that it is not necessarily that the trip itself would not be a benefit to you. It may be a benefit to you, and if you are focusing your attention upon the aspects of it that you want and that you like, just as when you moved to Turkey, everything may not have been smooth and easy. There may have been some challenges and some difficulties, but it mattered not. It was not important, not deter you from what you wanted. For your perception overall was that this was a direction that you wanted to engage and you wanted to explore. Therefore, if an obstacle appeared, it would not sway you in the direction of thinking that you made a mistake.
Yeah. I'm happy with myself.
And I would be acknowledging of that, and I would be encouraging of it also.
Thank you. Thank you. Except that I don't like myself sometimes when it comes to my job and not feeling empowered and feeling like a slave or something. That's when I don't like myself very much. But when I think of that other thing that I told you about, like the my determination and how I made it thus far, even though I didn't expect it, like, you know, I feel happy with myself.
And I would express to you, what do you feel disempowered in?
Okay, in my job, I don't feel that I am primary. I don't know how to be primary, whether I am with the refugees conducting the interview. I am not primary, whether dealing with my the management. I don't feel primary. I don't feel that I am I don't feel primary. I feel that I,
now.
You know what I mean, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Now, what I would express to you is, what are you giving power to and what are you paying attention to? Where is your
attention
mainly?
My attention on is, of course, you know, like I have this core belief. My attention is on how other people perceive me. My attention is on wanting to keep my job. My attention is on, like, I don't know, like, for example, during an interview, I don't, like, most people who do the interviews, the other employees that conduct interviews, they are more in control, you know, like they want to ask the questions, and they are firm, and they cut, the, like, if the refugee talks too much, they cut them. I don't do that. I don't always do that. I mean, I do that because I feel pressured to do it because I have to do it because of time. But normally, I don't like to control things or people. So I
now,
think maybe...
Stop. First of all, in relation to the individuals that you are interviewing, how you can feel more empowered and be more primary is, first of all, to be aware that what you are doing, you are connected with these individuals. They are not numbers. They are, and you are connecting with them. And in that, what you are doing is you are acting as a facilitator for them to help them accomplish what they want. Therefore, the first aspect is defining yourself in your role, that you are not merely a body that is taking in information. You are not merely logging information.
Yeah, the problem is that because of the pressure that I'm under in this job, I'm aware that I am not connecting with them most of the time, and I'm just dealing with them like you said. I feel like a robot. I don't feel that I'm helping these people. I don't feel that.
I am understanding. You are not listening.
Yeah.
What I am expressing to you, once again, this is a matter of perception. In this, you can be engaging the identical same subject, and you can be engaging the identical same actions and perceiving them very differently. Rather than perceiving yourself as a robot that is merely engaging motions, it is a matter of defining to yourself, may not be connecting with these individuals in developing a friendship, or not, but are connecting with these individuals in hearing some of their story. Perhaps not the complete story, but you are connecting with them in taking in information in relation to some of their story. Therefore, that is the first aspect. You are a facilitator. In this, what your action is to connect with these individuals, gather information that will eventually aid them in generating what they want or what they perceive as necessary, which is aid. In this, you may not be as helping or as connecting, or are generating the perception of connecting as personal or as personal in relation to how you would connect with an individual if you were developing a friendship. You can connect in a personal manner with individuals and not be expressing in any direction of objectively developing any type of relationship with them at all.
Okay, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Have I allowed myself at some time to actually connect to any of these individuals?
Yes.
But you know what I think? I think that when I do that, I am so comfortable, the interview takes longer, and then the management gets pissed. Like, what?
And this is what I would also address to with you. It is a matter of perception. It is a matter of allowing yourself, first of all, to relax and to breathe. And to, as I expressed to you, define your role. Therefore, you are aware of what you are doing. Yes, you are connecting with them in a personal manner. That does not mean that to be personal with them, you must share their entire story. Can be expressing a personal and connecting energy with another individual and not be sharing their entire story. Let me offer you an example. In this, let us say, hypothetically, that you and Chip write a very specific questionnaire that you have specific questions that you are to pose or ask other individuals, and it does not include any other information, only the answers to these specific questions. Now, and ask the questions in a very impersonal manner and in a very robotic manner, and you can race through all of the questions very quickly and can perceive the individual that you're asking the questions to as being a number and not a person, and that you are merely moving through as possible. Or you can incorporate the identical same scenario, which you have specific questions that you are to ask. And you can move through the questions in a quick manner, but can do it in a manner in which you are connecting with the other individual and you are communicating. Listen. You are communicating to the other individual that you see them and that you hear them and that you perceive them to be an individual, a person, and that you are acknowledging that through your tone of voice, through your posture and your tone of voice. You can generate the identity. The same action. You can ask the same questions. You can use the same speed. And you can communicate very differently and actually be connecting with the other individual by your posture, by whether you look at the individual when you are speaking to them and them, and by your tone of voice. It does not require any more time or allowing any more of the individual's story. Therefore, you're not allowing for any more time for the other individual to express more sentences or more paragraphs while they are speaking, but they will recognize that energy, that they are being seen, that are being heard, that they are being helped, and that you are connecting with them merely through how you engage them and your tone of voice. That is how you pay attention to you, and you are primary, and you are accomplishing what you want to accomplish, and you are also doing it not in a robotic manner, but in a connecting manner. Therefore, it becomes fulfilling to you, not pressure, but actual accomplishment. And it becomes fulfilling to the other individual, for although they may not generate the opportunity to express their entire story, they leave feeling
better
heard and that they were seen.
Yeah, that gets clear to me now. And
that is how you change the situation. And automatically, that changes the situation with the management. For if you are perceiving your job in the manner of you can move through each individual quickly, and that you can accomplish that with each individual quickly, and you are generating a satisfaction within yourself in what you have accomplished, the management is also automatically more satisfied. But not only are you generating the action more in the capacity that the management is requesting of you, or perhaps not even requesting, perhaps even demanding of you, but it matters not, for in that you are expressing more in that manner, but you are doing it in your capacity. And from the expression of your own accomplishment and your own empowerment and your own satisfaction. And in doing so, you are projecting a very different energy to the management also, that you are valuable, that you are important, and that you are doing your job. And therefore, the management responds to you differently also. For it genuinely is a matter of perception. For your perception influences your actions and your expressions.
Okay, looking back, I think, yes, I asked you this question and you expressed, yes, that there are moments when I did connect with the people. I don't think, correct me if I'm mistaken, I don't think that I am generally behaving as robotic in general. I think mostly I don't.
I would agree. And that is the reason that you are expressing these difficulties. For you generate frustration with the individuals, that you are not connecting with them more, or that you are interpreting too much time with them, and you feel pressure from the management that you are not moving more quickly or not accomplishing more, and that you are incorporating too much time. Therefore, I would very much agree with you that you are not moving in a robotic manner for the most part. But that is the aspect of perception that is important to change. That even if you move more quickly with individual, even if your interview moves more quickly and you are generating more in the direction that the management is expressing, that you will not be being robotic in that expression either. That the factor that you may be expressing less of their stories, not to say that you are being more robotic and that you would not be connecting with them. You can do both.
Okay, thank you, Elias. That was a very helpful session, and I will try, not try, I will do that from now on.
Or experiment with it.
Yes, I
shall be offering my energy and encouragement to remind you also.
Yes, please. I need it.
I shall greatly be anticipating our next meeting, my dear friend.
Me too.
Tremendous lovingness to you, and in wondrous affection, as always.
Au revoir. Love you too. Au revoir.